From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The evacuation of people from Aleppo has been suspended, leaving thousands trapped. Blasts were heard Friday near convoys moving people out of the city. State media reports that rebels violated the ceasefire. Rebels deny that claim. Tarek Yasarevich is a spokesman for the World Health Organization.
What we hear is that so far, until 7 o'clock this morning, 194 patients were evacuated from East Aleppo and were taken care of in hospitals in Idlib Governorate and Western Rural Governorate, and some people have been referred because of their medical conditions to hospitals in Turkey. We understand that evacuation operation has been aborted this morning, but we hope very much that it will resume, because we know that there are many people still in last besieged enclaves in East Aleppo that want to go out.
It is not clear when the evacuations can resume. The UN Security Council is expected to meet in an emergency session on Friday to discuss the situation. President Obama says the United States will take action against Russia or any other foreign government that tries to meddle with U.S. elections.
I think there is no doubt that when any foreign government tries to impact the integrity of our elections, that we need to take action, and we will, at a time and place of our own choosing.
That's President Obama speaking on NPR. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Russian hackers broke into Democratic Party computers to leak potentially embarrassing emails about the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, with the apparent aim of helping Donald Trump win last month's election. This is VOA. In response to Russian activities in Ukraine, European Union leaders have agreed to extend sanctions on Russia for another 6 months. The decision came as no surprise. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande earlier this week said they did support extending sanctions in light of Russia's failure to abide by the Minsk agreements on Ukraine. Security was also discussed, Angela Merkel here speaking through a translator.
Another important pillar of our council will be internal and external security. Here, the cooperation is also particularly in matters of defense. I hope we've taken a step here because I believe it is clear that the European Union must not be against NATO, but together in NATO and with NATO.
She said that migration, including external border security and relations with Turkey, would also be on the agenda with defense cooperation. The border between Nigeria and Cameroon has been completely reopened for the first time in 3 years. It's a key sign of progress in the war against Boko Haram. Officials say the threat of terrorist attacks has been greatly reduced due to joint cross-border military raids targeting the Islamic militant group. General Abab Mohamed Diko is head of the Nigerian delegation.
Only a secure environment can provide avenue for meaningful trade and commercial activities, as well as unimpeded exchange of goods and services. The unflinching cooperation and support of Cameroon has indeed curtailed the menace of the Boko Haram sect in all its ramifications. Success against Boko Haram will end movement of refugees across boundaries and create the enabling environment for the return and repatriation of internally displaced persons back to their ancestral land.
The Boko Haram insurgency began in northeastern Nigeria in 2009, eventually spreading to neighboring Cameroon, Chad, and Niger. The conflict has displaced 2.7 million people, according to the UN. At least 20,000 have died. While reopening the border represents great progress, there are still serious security concerns in the area. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated bankruptcy lawyer David Friedman, a controversial figure, to become the country's next ambassador to Israel. Friedman has expressed his opposition to a key tenet of U.S. policy in the region, the two-state solution, that of an Israeli and Palestinian state living peacefully side by side. He's also compared liberal Jews in the United States to the Jews who helped the Nazis during World War II. Friedman is also a proponent of annexing the West Bank, something most of the international community considers illegal. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.